rest him early.
Blog Talk Radio.
I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things and messing with my head.
Are we on?
Yes, we're live. I turned the music off. You can go ahead and start if you want to now, but it's just me, you, and Mom, and Pops.
Okay. All right, I'll pick up reading out of Genesis 31:10. And at the maiden season, I had a dream and saw that the he-goat maiden was boxed for street shackled and smoked. Then in my dream, the angel of God called me and told me that I should mate the white female goat with street and malted male goat. For I have seen all that Laban has done to you, the angel said. I am the God you met in Bethel. He continued, place where you can, where you anointed the pillar and made a vow to serve me. Now leave this country and return to the land of your birth. Rachel and Leah replied, that's fine with us. There's nothing for us here. None of our problems will come to us anyway. He has here. So he named the place God's territory. Jacob then sent messengers. Wait a minute, I lost my spot. So he reduced, sorry about that, he reduced our rights to those of foreign women. He sold us. And what he has here, the riches God has given you from our father was legally ours and our children to begin with. So go ahead, do whatever God has told you to. So one day, while Laban was out shearing sheep, Jacob sent his wives and sons on camels to slay it without telling Laban his intention. He drove the flock before him. Jacob's flock had, he had gotten there at Padanaram and took everything he owned and started out to return to his father Isaac in the land of Canaan. So he fled with all of his possessions, and Rachel sold her father's household gods and took them with her and crossed the Ephrate River and headed the territory of Galilee. Reading?
We do have some new callers. We have Auntie Beth and Mrs. Williams. Oops, I think they would say something if I take them off mute. Auntie Beth and Mrs. Williams?
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening. I'll read a couple more verses.
Okay, that'll be great. Thanks, Loretta.
Laban
and when you're done,
learn.
When you're done, let me know where you stop. When you're done, let me know where you stop.
Okay. Laban didn't learn of their flight for 3 days. Then, taking several men with him, set out in hot pursuit and caught up with them 7 days later at Mount Gilead. That night, God appeared to Laban in a dream. Watch out what you say to Jacob, he was told. Don't give him your blessing and don't curse him. Laban finally caught up with Jacob as he was camped at the top of a ridge. Laban, meanwhile, camped below him in the mountains. What do you mean by sneaking off like this? Laban demanded. Are my daughter's prisoners captured in a battle that you have rushed them away like this? Why didn't you give me a chance to have a farewell party with singing and orchestra and harp? Why didn't you let me kiss my grandchildren and tell them goodbye? This is a strange way to act. I could crush you, but the God of your father appeared to me last night and told me, be careful not to be too hard on you. But see here, though you feel you must go and long so intensely for your childhood home, why have you stolen my idol? That was the reading out of Genesis 30, 10 through 30. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Loretta. We had another caller join. It was Daniel. Okay. Well, let me do a roll call. We have Loretta, Mom, Dad, Mrs. Williams, Auntie Betty, and Daniel. Did I miss anyone? Okay, well, welcome and good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Evening.
All righty. Mrs. Williams, would you mind leading us through Matthew 19:26?
Okay. One moment, please.
Okay.
Okay. Jesus looked at them and said,
Jesus looked at them and said,
with man, this is impossible.
With man, this is impossible.
But with God, all things are possible.
All things are possible. Amen. Thank you for that. Okay, well, let's go ahead and go into our opening prayer and bless another line. First of all, let's welcome everyone to the Nello's Family Weekly Prayer Session. So let's bow our heads, please. Holy Spirit, we give you the honor and glory. We need you to bring the message you need us to know today. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place. In our walk and obedience, we need to guard ourselves for doing things just for tradition. When doing the what, don't forget the why. Every generation has to embrace the godly principles for themselves. Don't change what it's about. Elevate it. Because if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? Jesus, point us, plant us, and prune us to help us grow. Allow the prayers we hear today to cultivate and grow within us. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Okay.
Amen, amen.
All right. Okay, well, let's start off with Pops.
Okay. Let's see what Pop got to read now. I'll be reading out Romans, the 4th chapter, starting at 26 verse.
Amen.
For this cause God gave them up unto our affection. For even the old man did change the natural youth into that which is against nature. And likewise, also the men, leaving the natural youth of woman, born in their lust, one toward another. Men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of the error which were met. And even as they did not like to retain God and their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Be filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, malice, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, I think, whisper, backbiter, hater of God, despiteful, pride, boastful, and inventor of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, without understanding the covenant breakers, without nature, all affection, and let me get my tongue right now, impalpable, who knowing the judgment of God that they would commit these things, are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that, Dad. All righty. How about you, Loretta?
Sure. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, I'll be coming out of the Daily Bread. And the topic is fantastic offers. I am amazed at the unbelievable offer that flood my email box every day. Recently, I added up the offers of free money that came to me in a week, and my take totaled $26 million. But each of those offers was a fraud. Every one, from the $1 million prize to the $7 million offer, was nothing but a lie sent by unscrupulous people to squeeze money from me. We're all vulnerable to fantastic offers, to scams that in reality pay off with nothing but trouble. We are offered false hope that ends in dashed dreams. There is one offer, however, that is genuine, though fantastic beyond belief. It's the offer God makes to us, salvation through faith in Christ, finished work on the cross. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. It is an offer that cost him greatly, and we get the benefit. The book of Romans tells us he was delivered over to death for our sin and was raised to life for our justification. By saying yes to salvation, we can have hope. We can have peace, forgiveness, incomparable riches, and redemption. This is the real deal. Jesus' death and resurrection guaranteed. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Loretta. Okay. How about you, Daniel? Daniel?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, can hear you now.
Hey. Okay, I'm reading out the Dash and I Want again. You know, this is my favorite book.
Okay.
I'm going to read something about the impossible, too. They say, the topic is, I delight in the impossible. So many times, God had told me to do something when everything... Man, it's a brand new battery. It ain't gonna drink. Come on, my umbrella. Excuse me for a minute. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Can y'all hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay, I have some disruptions, please, okay? Well, I'm going to start over. I delight in the impossible. Many times, God had told me to do something when everyone else was saying it was impossible. God said to me, That is why I would do it, because I delight in doing it, the impossible. Amen.
Amen. The Lord.
All righty. Thank you for that, Danielle. Okay, Auntie Betty.
Yes, I'm going to read Psalm 91. Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my rest, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust him. For he will rescue you from every trap and protect you from deadly disease. He will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. Do not be afraid of the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies in the day. Do not dread the disease that stalks in darkness, nor the disaster that strikes at midday. Though 1,000 fall at your side, though 10,000 may die around you, these evil will not touch you. Just open your eyes and see how the wicked are pointed. If you make the Lord your refuge, if you make the Most High your shelter, no evil will conquer you. No plague will come near your home, for he will order his angels to protect you wherever you go. They will hold you up with their hands, so won't even hurt your foot on a stone. You will trample upon lions and scorpions, and you will crush fire, fiery lion, and serpent under your feet. The Lord says, I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. When they call on me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue and honor them. I will reward them with a long life and give them my salvation. Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. Okay, Mrs. Williams.
Okay, I'll be sharing from Psalms 119, begin with verse 97 through 112.
Okay.
Oh, how I love your law. I meditate on it all day long. Your commands make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more insight than all my teachers, for I meditate on your statutes. I have more understanding than the elders, for I obey your precepts. I have kept my feet from every evil path, so that I might obey your word. I have not departed from your laws, for you yourself have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. I gain understanding from your precepts, therefore I hate every wrong path. Your word is a lamp to my feet, a light to my path. I have taken an oath and confirmed it, that I will follow your righteous laws. I have suffered much. Preserve my life, O Lord, according to your word. Accept, O Lord, praise of my mouth, and teach me your laws. Though I constantly take my life in my hand, I will not the law. The wicked have set a snare for me, but I have not strayed from the precepts. Your statutes are my heritage forever. They are the joy of my heart. My heart is set on keeping your decrees to the very end. The explanation for 105, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. It says to walk safely in the woods at night, we need a light so we will not trip over trees or roots or any other things, either fall into a hole. It is the same way with life when we walk through this spiritual life. The Bible is our light to show us the way ahead so we will not stumble as we walk. It reveals the entangling roots of false values and philosophies. If we study the Bible, we will be able to see our way clear enough so that we will stay on the right path. Amen.
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 Amen. The Lord.
Thank you for that, Mrs. Williams. I will go next. I'm going to kind of recap what my pastor preached about today. He's heavily in the subject of negative emotions, and one of the emotions was depression. And the title of his sermon was, It's Time to Get Up and Get Going. Being depressed means, the word depressed means hold it down, keep it from rising. And depression can affect your entire life, physically, occupationally, domestically, and socially. Depression is one of the most undiagnosed illnesses that we all have had at one time or another. But it's where Satan consistently oppresses the people of God. The state of depression is where you don't want to be around anyone, but there's a time you have to get back up and get going. The reason why God don't allow you to stay in one situation is so that you can trust him in another situation. God is more concerned about our development than our happiness. He will put us through these situations. Your shout is not based on your stuff. God loves you no matter what. Make the devil mad. Shout in spite of what's going on. Bless the Lord at all times. Great success is usually followed by a great challenge. Unrealistic expectations is what creates depression. So I pray, Lord, my life, everything connected to me is in your hand. I trust you to hold on and take care of my loved ones. I can't control my surroundings. You are a big God, and I trust that you can and will care for my loved ones. We know God don't change. He's still making waves and answering prayers. Don't expect too much of people. They are not God. Remember, God is the same every day. So when you're depressed, fake it till you make it. Smile when you feel like crying. When you get to walking, God gets to working. The devil is a liar and a deceiver. God is not through blessing you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
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 Thank the Lord.
Yes.
Great.
Ooh. Praise the Lord.
All righty. And then, Mother?
Yes, I'm reading Isaiah 11, 1 through 10, and it says, no more dead end. Have you ever driven down the road only to find a dead end? How many times do we encounter dead end in life and concluded that further efforts are useless? Often life dead end discourages us, because they seem to come at time when we have sacrificed and struggled so much. Such a rough and unexpected ending seems so unjust. During a time when the line of David seemed to be at a dead end, the prophet Isaiah delivered a word of hope. Through the prophet, God promised that a branch would grow from a tree that has been cut down to the root. He promised a king from the lineage of David at a time when any man had all but wiped out the nation. He promised that the Messiah, his messenger of hope, life, and grace, would come from the remnant of defeated, downtrodden, and desolated people. We live in an age where dead end experience such as divorce, unemployment, a lack of education, or common places. But the promise of extension at a time of extension is characteristic of God. We can bring new hope and life to those who have experienced therein. God is faithful to his promise, even though it may not be visible. He is often building a connection road beyond the dead end sign. Our challenge is to believe in his promise and wait until he can open the road and change the dead end to an open highway. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Okay, thank you for that, Mom. Okay, well, that concludes our first round. So let's move on to the next section in the program to the sick and shut in, and I'll turn it over to Loretta.
May everyone bow their head, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we're asking for your healing hands to heal Marianne, Rochelle Dexter, Jessica Smith, Miss Wanda, Eddie Pittman, Quentin Jermaine, Uncle Camp, Angela Burns, Michael and Denise Moody, Uncle Oliver, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Ruth Edwards, Maxine Johnson, Janet Williams, the Adams and the Lenny family, Jordan and the Rachel family, Vicki Hudson, Uncle Dave, Miss Waters and family, LaTanya, DeMarcus, Malachi, Tony, Marianne, Carlos and the Wells family, the Rossiter family, Charles and Val, and anyone else that we are not aware of that stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we ask that you give them the strength that they need to keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ. Dear Heavenly Father, we plead the blood of Jesus from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. For there is power in the blood, and by his stripes they are healed. We seek health in them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Let everyone say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All righty. Thank you, Loretta. Okay, let's move over to the birthday greeting. And just want to say, do we have any birthdays from June 30th through July 6th? Any birthdays we need to recognize? Okay, so the first, I have PJ and Tatiana on July the 1st. Those are the only names that I have. Anybody have any other names? Okay. Well, I will sing happy birthday to PJ and Tatiana. Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday PJ and Tatiana, happy birthday to you, and many more.
Amen.
Amen.
Birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Alrighty. Okay, well, let's move on around to our praises, our testimonies, our songs, and poems. So So I will like to start with Mother.
Yes, I will. I have a little praise testimony that my daughter is here with me, and we've been going on picnic and all of that by the water.
What?
And we just been having a wonderful time this weekend. And that's my praise, but I would like to read this poem saying, train them in the way they will go. Children are a gift from our Lord Jesus Christ, and they need all the love we can give them all their lives. They are also needed some boundary we set for them to grow that will keep them all safely and will teach them to know what value that we have and what right in the Lord to raise them heavenly. Still a task that we all been called. As parents from the Lord, we need to raise our young to always trust in God and to believe upon his Son, to always walk with him until that day are through, to know the plan he has and what God has called them to, for we will always reap the amount that we have sowed. So we must trust them now in the way that they will go. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
Awesome, awesome.
Amen, amen.
Great job. All righty. How about you, Loretta?
Amen, amen.
Okay.
Okay, first I have a praise report. First I would like to say that I am on vacation in Alabama with my mother and Daddy Vernon.
Amen.
They have great. Amen.
Amen, amen.
I have enjoyed my stay with them.
Let
me join in on devotion, nightly devotion with them. And our late night hangout is playing dominoes. Amen.
Man.
Oh, wow.
We also had some time to spend at the lake. And at the time that we was at the lake, my mother and I read the book, The Prayer of Jabez. And I would like to share that with you. And this is by Dr. Bruce Wilkinson. And I would like to share that little prayer with you that we learned on yesterday, and it says, it goes on to say, I teach you how to pray, a daring prayer that God always answers. It is brief, only one sentence with four parts, and tucked away in the Bible. But I believe it contains the key to a life of extraordinary favor with God. The prayer of Jabez. And the prayer goes on to say, oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. And God granted that request to Jabez. The reading from that is out of 1 Chronicles 4:10. Amen?
Amen.
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 Great. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for that. All righty. Mrs. Williams?
Okay. I have this reading from the names of God, and one of the names of God is the Great Shepherd. And this 23rd Psalm have been paraphrased. It says, the God of love my shepherd is, and he that does me feed. While he is mine and I am his, what can I want or need? He leads me to the tender grass where I both feed and rest. Then to the stream that gently pass, and both I have the best. If I stray, he does not covet and bring my mind in frame. And all this not for my desert, but for his holy name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Mrs. Williams. Daniel.
Yes. I just want to say, I'm just going to pass on it for, I just want to say I love everybody and keep me in prayer. I'm going to say one good note on prayer, okay?
Amen.
God is me. And in need of prayer, it's me. And in need of prayer, it's also my brothers, my sisters, my mothers, my friends. So what? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We love you. We love you.
Amen. Thank you for that, Daniel. Okay. Auntie Betty?
Yes? I'm going to try to sing this song, just a little bit of it.
Okay.
I say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. When your spirit speak to me, and my heart I agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. I say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey when your spirit speak to me, and my heart I agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hello. Hello.
Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. Awesome. All right, Pops.
Okay, I could hear my Haley sing that beautiful song on my Dear God time. Jesus invested his 30 years in preparation for his ministry. Moses spent 80 years becoming a great leader. Time is your friend. Don't worry. Remember, patience is the weapon. The force is deception to reveal itself. The law is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. Aim your seed toward deliverance today. Offering and praise God. They always have, they always will. David understood this and aimed his seed like an arrow to get a message to God. It worked. The plague what stopped it. So when you plan a special seed faith offering to the work of God, expect incredible favor. And David built there an altar unto the Lord and offered burnt offering and peace offering. So the Lord was entreated for the land, and the plague was stayed from Israel. 2 Samuel 24:25. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for that. Okay, and I will say a verse or two of one of my favorite songs.
Praise the Lord.
To worship you, I live to worship you. To worship you, I live to worship you.
Because she was out when I signed in.
Okay.
She wanted to do her 23rd psalm. She wanted to read it for us.
Okay,
okay,
great.
See? Go on.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of death, shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen. Say amen.
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 Amen. Awesome. Awesome.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Stacy.
Oh, dear.
That's how old she is.
She's 6.
Wow.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. God bless you.
That's a great accomplishment for her. I wish you could see her. She's dancing.
All
right.
The
Holy Spirit. Amen.
We see her in spirit the way she just read that, I tell you. Awesome
Amen.
Job. Awesome
yeah.
job.
Praise the Lord.
Happy weeping.
Yeah.
Happy weeping.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
The one that sung, she in here? The one that sung last week, where is she?
Oh, she's out. She didn't join us today.
Oh, okay.
I thought she was. That's, Kayla, I thought she was. But she didn't make it.
Okay.
She didn't get her song ready.
All right.
Hopefully next Sunday she'll be ready.
All right. She got a beautiful voice.
As she does. God has really gifted her.
All righty. Loretta, would you lead us in the serenity prayer, please?
Sure. God grant me.
God grant me.
The serenity to accept. The things that I cannot change. And the courage to change. Things that I can change.
The things that I can change.
And the wisdom. To know the difference. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Forgot who I asked to do this for. Mother, would you read Matthew 6:9 for us, please?
Okay. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that.
Praises to God.
Well, is there anything else before we close? I do know that we want some traveling mercies for Loretta. You going back next week?
Actually, I'm leaving tomorrow, sometime tomorrow, whenever my kids come and pick me up.
Oh,
I'm headed to Atlanta tomorrow.
Well,
I don't know
where you go now.
What'd you say, Daniel?
I'll let me before you go.
Almost
give me a hug, okay? And give my mom a hug for me, too, okay?
Who, baby?
He said give mom a hug for him, too, okay?
Oh, I most definitely will.
All right.
Let me get in the car.
I promise you, if we had enough room, we would have put you in the car.
I'm mad at you, though. Don't worry about it, though. It was full.
Next time, it'll just be you and I. How about that?
Well, call me when you get a chance.
Okay, I love you.
I love you, too. And I love everybody on the front line. Now. Good night, everybody.
Don, I ain't closed out yet, buddy.
You too, Daniel.
Let me go ahead and say the closing prayer. Thank you so much, Daniel. Thanks. Everyone for your attendance and participation in the Nellos Family Weekly Prayer Session. So let's please bow our heads in closing. Take the Lord along with you everywhere you go. Trust in him in spite of. As we walk by faith, hold onto God's unchanging hand. We should see things like God sees things. Lend and depend on God. Whatever God has trusted you to do, keep faith. Have a blessed week. We love you. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Love everyone.
Amen. Love everybody. Nice.
Love everybody. Okay. Bye-bye.
Hello, hello, hello. If you're listening to this recording of the Nellums Family Weekly Prayer Session, we thank you for listening, and we hope that you continue to listen to all of the prayers, and we just want to take this time to ask you to take the Lord along with you everywhere you go. Trust in Him in spite of, and as we walk by faith, hold on to God's unchanging hand. We should see things like God sees things, lend and depend on God. Whatever God has trusted you to do, keep faith. Have a blessed week, and we love you.